Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I know Jimmy Kemski. Jimmy's a good dude. Jimmy writes for the Philadelphia Voice. And Jimmy's a big guy. I wonder if he played on some level, high school, college, something. But Jimmy and I both share a first name. We're both named James. And we may have an ability to needle the other team's fan base. I got Eagles people love being in my mentions. I know that. Here's Jimmy Kemski's look at the Washington Commanders free agency. Philadelphia Voice, if you'd like to read it. The Commanders certainly made some choices with all that cap space they had to spend. Now that we're more than a week into NFL free agency and the action around the league has stalled out a bit, let's grade each of the NFC East teams' free agency periods. Players gained, Debo. The Commanders traded a fifth-round pick to the 49ers for Samuel and were roundly praised for that move. Why? First, let's examine Samuel's career receiving production. Everybody's familiar with the stats. I'm going to keep reading here. Samuel was a legitimate star player in 2021. He had 70 off the 18.2 YPC and 6 touchdowns as a receiver. He added 365 yards and 8 touchdowns on 59 carries, averaged 6.2 yards per carry. He was named first-team All-Pro, and he was asked to be traded the following offseason, but instead signed a contract extension to stay in San Fran. Debo spoke yesterday, said Washington was one of the five teams. I'm adding parenthetically here. He said Washington was one of the five teams he told the Niners he'd be traded to. Mentioned it's a little closer to home. He's from South Carolina. It's a little closer to home than the West Coast. I'm going to skip ahead. He does mention that Debo choked out the Niners kicker when he missed 3 field goals. What was your take on that, B?
Normally you don't touch people, but I would say that kicker had to say something. He probably said something to him. Which a lot of times I would never say nothing to the kicker because that's not an easy job. But if he said something to him and the kicker came back with something smart, that probably agitated it.
Pardon me. He yelled at the kicker and then the long snapper stood up for the kicker and Debo kind of
choked out the
like punch, smush, choke out move. What I've learned is I have covered a team that had a sideline fist fight between two dudes that were close. Sometimes just tempers flaring.
Things happen in football.
Moments. Yeah.
And this dude writes in Philly. He shut the hell up.
Kempsey's a good dude.
But he got enough stuff. His team goes at each other. What does he say about that?
He does. He'll call it straight.
Yeah.
But this is a tough look right here. And if you're so the low point for Samuel this season was a week 15 matchup against the Rams. At that point, I think the Niners were still clinging to hope of making the playoffs. And Debo that week had complained about getting more targets. Purdy hits him on a slant. Ball's where it needs to be, and he just dropped it. Okay, things happen. Samuel asked to be traded. All right, I'm reading again. As noted above, the cost for the Commanders was a mere fifth-round pick. And surely, if you look at folks grading this trade, the Commanders are going to get high marks. I mean, Debo Samuel for a fifth-round pick? Sure, do it. Except the fifth-round pick matters much less than the $17 million the Commanders are going to pay Samuel this season. If Samuel were a free agent, the Commanders signed him to a one-year deal worth $17 million. Many of the same people praising the trade would probably call that an overpay. I'm not sure I agree with it in a world where De'Ami Brown gets 10.
Yeah.
But I'm reading. Is Samuel better than the 2024 Commanders receivers like De'Ami Brown and Olamide Zaccheaus? Sure, I guess. The Commanders entered the 2025 offseason loaded up with cap space, but it was unwise for an ascending team to use a healthy chunk of their spending money on a whiny, declining 29-year-old receiver who had one great season 4 years ago. What do you say, B?
I say this dude, I don't know why he would be so concerned about what's happening here in D.C. when he has the whiniest of all receivers in his own team. And I think that this is a one-year deal. They sign the deal, and if he goes out and he plays what he's capable of at his highest, they can do whatever they want after that. If he doesn't, then they keep moving forward. But they didn't have to go break the bank this year for a receiver. He wasn't brought here to be an answer. He was brought here to be an addition. And I think a lot of the guys that he replaced, yes, he's better than them. He does more than they do. You know, overall, I think it was a positive move for Washington. I don't think it was nothing negative at all. But receivers are whiny.
Yeah, dude.
All over the damn league. So, but his receiver whines about every damn thing all the time.
I don't even care about the Philly aspect of this. There are things with the Debo move you can question, right? I texted with somebody, the salary cap maneuvering, the guaranteeing of the cash actually helps Washington, and Debo feels more appreciated. That's
a
win-win.
That's all it is.
If you want to say...
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Debo's had one great season. 2 years ago, he was quite good on a team that went to the Super Bowl, I would add. Mm-hmm. There are flaws. There are things you can point to that
you can point to things with every player in the league.
What I don't point to, dude, is a receiver going in the media. Like, I think I think the best two receivers in Washington since 2000 are Santana Moss and Terry McLaurin. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that.
No.
I think Washington has been – I don't use this word frequently. I think people use it far too frequently, and it just becomes insincere. But I'm going to say it seriously here. Washington has been blessed to have Santana and then Terry as their two best receivers over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're mature adults.
Totally.
Generally at that position, that's not what you get.
By no stretch of the imagination.
Receivers tend to be kind of nuts.
They are nuts. They're out there.
But they want the ball all the time.
This is the thing, though, Jay. What's the little saying about if you don't throw rocks if you live in a glass house?
Yeah.
If his team didn't have whiny-ass brats, you have a right to say what you want to say. But he has a bunch of whiny brats, too. You know what I mean?
Who do you think? Who do you think the best receiver in football is? Jamar Chase?
Yeah.
He likes talking.
Oh, he talks a lot.
You think Tyreek Hill has his head, like, is that dude locked in? Does he strike you as the
not completely
the type that's going to church every Sunday? Like,
no.
Receivers are different, man. Receivers and DBs are different. And
yes.
They're both exceptionally cocky. Receivers have the advantage of every rule going their way. I don't worry about receivers being receivers. The Debo thing, I think it's a win for the organization.
Yes.
Now, Jimmy also writes about Laremy Tunsil. Commanders got Tunsil and a fourth rounder this year. The Texans got a third and a seventh this year and a second and a fourth next year. So I'm reading now from Kemsky. If you cancel out the fourth round picks, the Commanders basically gave up a 2, 3, and a 7 for Tunsil, who will also count for 21 mil on the Commanders cap each of the next 2 years. Is Tunsil better than guys like Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas, who both started games at left tackle for Washington last season? Sure. But he will also turn 31 before week one, and he led the NFL in penalties last season. Also, isn't it at least a little bit of a red flag that the Texans were willing to deal Tunsil when they have a third-year franchise quarterback in C.J. Stroud, who had a down year in 2024, partly because he did not get good protection from his offensive line? Brian Mitchell answers that exact question when we return.